through like a study tonight, and this isn't really something that I would have selected to do tonight, except that along with my Bible study, I always am in Proverbs. I have been in Proverbs for 7 years now, and I never, every day I read Proverbs. I happen to be in the 15th chapter this time, and the Lord has just really put something together for me that I want to share with you out of this. And Proverbs chapter 15. Proverbs chapter 15. Okay, begin reading with the first verse. A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. But a wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. Then I want you to turn over to Proverbs chapter 18. I am going to quote one of Pastor's scriptures here. Proverbs chapter 18, begin reading with the 19th verse. A brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city, and their contentions are like the bars of a castle. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Amen. Lord Jesus, I ask you to minister to each of us individually tonight. God, there is something in these passages of Scripture for each one of us. We are at a different level. We are in different circumstances as individuals, but collectively we have the same road to walk. And God, I just bind the enemy that would come against our mind to accept what you have for us tonight. I release the Holy Spirit that you would minister truth, that you would divide truth to our heart and to our spirit, Lord, that we would accept it with humility, God, and that we would be desirous of a deeper commitment to you tonight, God. And we ask this in your precious holy name. Okay, and some of you are saying, I don't think I want to stay for this. But there are some exciting things that you're going to find in this scripture tonight. A soft answer turneth away wrath. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. Okay, now this little member, this little tongue, is not a very large member of our body, but it has power to do good and power to do evil. I think when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, or we begin to seek for the Holy Spirit, sometimes it is the hardest, it says in James, it is the hardest member of your body to get under control. And so that is the last part of our body that is surrendered to God in the baptism of the Holy Spirit, is the tongue. Now there's a few things that I want to point out to you. A soft answer. I looked up soft in the Hebrew in this portion of scripture to see exactly what the color would be. A soft answer. When you think of soft, everybody has a little different meaning of soft, okay? Some people think it's warm fuzzies. Some people think it's just, you know, mellow. And, you know, you just have different word definitions in your mind. But the Hebrew word here for soft means tender. A tender answer turneth away wrath. I had a demonstration to this scripture last night that would set up a demonstration to this scripture. those of you that had been praying for Lori and Larry, and Larry was the one that had two liver transplants and passed away a few weeks ago, a very sweet, sweet man. Larry's wife, Lori, called me last night in response to my letter, and she was, when I picked up the phone, she said, "Hello, Sally," and then she just began to weep. And she's going through the grieving process now because her husband has gone on to be with the Lord, and her life has come to a complete stop as she knows it now. But she said, "I want to tell you what happened to me at Larry's funeral." And then I could just, she said, "I'm angry at God because he took Larry. I'm angry at my husband because he left me here all by myself." And she just began to talk. She says, "I can't tell this to the priest because he'd really get after me. But I know I can talk like this to you. And you're going to understand what I'm saying." She said, "My daughters say that I'm losing my mind." She said, "I'm going to tell you this story. And then if you say I'm losing my mind, okay, I'll accept that." As if I'm an authority on losing their mind. Maybe mine's gone. That's what she was trying to tell me. And I could certainly notice if somebody else's was missing. Okay. Larry had been married before, and she had never met his previous spouse. They had not been married a real lengthy time because Lori and Larry are John and my age, and they had been married just a few weeks short of 20 years. But his previous spouse showed up to the funeral. And Larry had told his wife, "Don't ever have a discussion with this woman because I can't begin to tell you what kind of a person she is." And he had a very descriptive word that I cannot use this evening. And but Lori says, "Let me tell you what she did. She came up to me at the funeral. And she said, 'I just want to let you know that you and Larry were not married 20 years. And I'm telling you, I'm getting a lawyer, and I'm going after his pension.'" He was in the armed forces. I mean, what a class act, huh? I mean, do you think she could have given this woman a soft answer? No! And you have to know Lori. I mean, it was just fueled into an explosion. All this anger she felt toward God, all this anger she felt because her husband left her, and they had a wonderful relationship, they did, and I told you about that one other time when I ministered. But this woman was going to be the recipient of that pungent blow, and she said, "If you get a lawyer, you better be prepared for a fight, because the house you live in belongs to Larry, and I'll rip that baby right out from underneath you." You have to know her. She's she has a very different sense of humor. Also, she addresses my husband as the brat. Some of you may think this is disrespectful, but you have to know her to appreciate this. It's a term of endearment. And her parting words to me, "Tell the brat he better get up out of that bed and live." John also has a word for her. They have had quite a bit of humor exchanged between the two of them that only they understand. Okay. I said, "Lori, Lori, this is so beneath you." She said, "No, it's not." You know? And she began telling me of everything that was going on in her life. And I said, "Lori, all of this is normal. You are just going through the grieving process, and being angry is part of the process. But don't yell at his former spouse." I said, "God will allow you to yell at him. He understands your heart. He understands your anger." But as she fueled this little story up, I want you to see what a soft answer and what a rebellious answer can do in the kingdom of God. Okay, two things are observed here. Anger, an answer should be given. It says, "A soft answer turneth away wrath." And that tells me that there should be an answer given. Okay, so when You should not wrap yourself up in sullen silence when something is said to you. Because it says a soft answer, a tender answer. Okay? The answer should be gentle, and it should be given with sincerity in your heart. A soft word sometimes can disarm a man whose heart is bent on harm. And I have really been practicing this for the last couple of years in the ministry, and I don't know why I was so stupid before, but pardon the expression, but that's just exactly the way it is. When somebody is full of anger and they come bursting at you, generally you are not their problem. Once in a while, okay, but generally you are not. You just happen to be the set of circumstances that they chose to express what they feel in their heart. And I suppose I have been called everything in the book and maybe a few things that have never been written just because I'm a pastor's wife. And I used to get so wounded in my spirit and so crushed. And so, oh God, woe is me. And I just, you know, it would just totally devastate me to the point where I had to look up to see bottom. Have you ever felt like that when somebody has come against you? And then I realized, hey, it's not me that they're coming against. It's the position that I hold. It's the authority in Christ. Unless I've really pulled a blooper. And I have done that on a number of occasions, which I try to be very humble and ask forgiveness before the situation gets out of hand. But you know, as a person comes and explodes, I usually just let them explode. Because if you interrupt that person, even with a soft answer, they're not ready to listen, and they're not going to hear you, okay? So just let them say whatever it is they have to say, and then finally they run out of breath, and then it's your turn. And when it's your turn, the Bible says that you are to give a tender answer. Now, sometimes I don't know what to say because what has been exploded all over me is verbal diarrhea, and I don't know what to say to that kind of stuff. You know, and sometimes I have just taken that person in my arms, and I've held them, and I say, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. You know, and then God begins to open that door, that tender, gentle spirit. Now, I looked up the word grievous, a soft answer, a tender answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. Grievous means, in the Hebrew, an earthen vessel, usually painful. An earthen vessel that is usually painful. The wise man masters the art of producing the right answer at the proper time and place. You know, sometimes you have to let angry words pass and don't challenge them. Just let them pass. A person that can do that has his personal feelings in subjection to the Lord Jesus Christ. What did the Lord do when he was challenged? He never said a word, except he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. The way we get ourselves in trouble is we feel we have to defend where we are. Jesus never defended truth. And if you're standing in a position of truth, you never have to defend yourself for truth, because time is a revealer of all things. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. A soft answer. I want us to look at two ways of this. A soft answer and a bitter word. Let's talk about the soft answer. A soft answer does not need to be a weak answer. Men tend to equate tenderness and gentleness with weakness, but it's not weak. Jesus is the tenderest, most compassionate Savior, but he's not weak. He is very strong. Sometimes it takes more strength to be tender and to be quiet than to get out there and be aggressive. A soft answer should not imply any compromise with truth, nor any yielding of righteousness. It may be firm in its substance, but soft in its language and in its spirit. One of the things about my husband that was so attractive to me was his gentle spirit, because I was raised in an environment where all the men were abusers. They were rough and tough, and so when I met him, his gentle spirit came out to me, and I thought, well, you give him enough time and he'll show himself like all the rest. So that's why we dated for 8 years. I was still waiting for the time, you know. And God had given him a beautiful, gentle spirit. And I have to tell you, I dated a number of young men, and my mother always said to me, if you're not willing to submit to the young man you're dating, don't ever think about marrying him, because God's blessing won't be on your home. And I can truthfully say that I never wanted to submit to anybody I dated until I dated my husband. And after in retrospect, I look back on that. He always approached me with a gentle spirit, and he always gave me a choice. And he always had 4 or 5 alternatives as he was presenting his case to me. Now, of course, I know that he was smart enough that all the our alternatives were okay with him. It didn't matter which one I chose. But he gave me a choice. He never challenged me. And you know, when you are challenged, what is the first thing you do? You plant your 2 babies in that ground, and you set your face like a flint, and you don't see the glory of the Lord. Okay? But you know, when you're dealing with someone else, and especially when they're in the position of rebellion, if they're coming against you in anger, you need to minister in a gentle way. It might not be received at that time, but it will be received. Because whatever is planted in the kingdom of God grows. And that is the neatest thing. I think that's so exciting. Okay. Very often, the most effective way to get your point across or to communicate with someone is to do it in a mild tone. Very often in counseling, when people come in and they're very, very distressed, and you know, when people are under stress, they tend to be loud. Okay, they don't know they're loud, but they say, you know what happened to me today? Oh, you know, and then as they begin, you know, the level goes up and up and up and up, you know. And I wait till that stress level has passed and they have communicated to me, and then when I talk to them, I might take their hand very gently, and then I begin to talk in a quiet voice, because then people kind of lean into what you're saying as you're ministering in a mild tone. And do you know, when somebody is giving you a tender, soft answer, it's an inspiration. Christians can inspire people to respond in kinder methods. Have you ever tried to respond in a negative way to somebody who's giving you positive feelings? It's very difficult. You know, if you have just addressed someone in a very negative way, and you have really let them know how displeased you are with their behavior, and they just sit there and they look at you and they come back with this humble apology, and you were just set, you were just ready to really let them know where they are. Oh, come on now, let's be honest with our feelings here. And then they have this humble apology and they blow the whole thing. I mean, then what can you say? I mean, you stand there with egg on your face. You either have to accept what they're saying or you have to reject it. But you see, when someone comes against you, if you answer them in a tender spirit, in a tender voice, and this is what I use in my mind, because I'm just as carnal as the next person. I like to tell people when they're wrong. I mean, it just, you know, that just really gets you going. But I always say to myself, how would Jesus answer this person? And usually I have to change my approach. Most generally, I have to change my approach. How would Jesus handle him? Somehow I can't see Jesus yelling and screaming and trying to force me to believe what he wants me to believe. He doesn't work that way.